that precious selfie. Look, this story is going to trend on social media, so let's bring in Femi Okay. She's host of the stream
going
on Al Jazeera England.
It is trending.
It's trending right now. Femi, look, we're going to talk about the big story that's going on in this country in a minute. But while we're talking about London and Trump, is social media, you know, believe him that he's canceled this trip to London because he doesn't like the deal with the embassy?
Well, Peter, think happy dance. Online Londoners and online Brits are doing a happy dance right now that they've heard that President Trump is no longer coming to the UK. Large helpings of sarcasm as well. And I can announce that a new meme has emerged. The meme starts, "I cancelled my trip to London," and then you hear what the reason might be.
Uh-huh.
Let me give you an example. Here's Mark Declan on Twitter. "The reason I cancelled my trip to London is that I am not a big fan of lorry and lift, two British words. Mm-hmm. Why won't you just talk American?" And one more from Jo Thornley. She says, "I cancelled my trip to London because I'm told snails do not wear hats there. This is a valid and understandable reason." And Peter, if I may, just for a moment,
please
speak fluent London for you, because as you can hear, I am from London.
Indeed.
Graham Puttock replies to @RealDonaldTrump. "No worries, mate. Let's reschedule for when you're less racist."
Okay. Look, I think that's a good segue to go into this next part
a
of our conversation.
Segue.
Yeah, so thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Donald Trump is getting into some hot water for his comments. We're not going to say them here. I've already said them on the air
mm-hmm.
today, so we're not going to do that again. Many people know what he said already and have been offended by them, but how is social media dealing with that?
Oh, goodness me, Peter. Online potty mouth everywhere on Facebook, on Twitter. I'm going to use the word toilet instead of the word that the president used so that I can get through some of the online comments that are coming from other places around the world. From Kenya, Boniface Mwangi is a really well-known tweeter, really well-known on social media. He says, "Africa isn't a toilet. It's the most beautiful continent in the world. Beautiful, hardworking people. We have diamonds and gold and iron, cobalt, uranium, copper, bauxite, silver, petroleum, cocoa, coffee, tea, etc. Sadly, we have toilet leaders like Trump dumping on us every day." That's one view from Kenya. And you may remember the former president of Mexico, Vicente Fox. The heat of "I am not paying for that bleeping war."
He uses salty language himself, right?
All of the time. He talks to the president. @RealDonaldTrump, "Your mouth is the foulest toilet in the world. With what authority do you proclaim who's welcome in America and who's not? America's greatness is built on diversity, or have you forgotten your immigrant background, Donald?"
I was on social media and I've been noticing people from Haiti taking absolutely beautiful pictures of Haiti. Now,
I'm so glad you said that. Jacqueline Charles is one of the best reporters from the Caribbean and Haiti, and she works for the Miami Herald. And last night, as the president was sharing his thoughts, she pushed back and said, "These are some of the pictures that I've taken when I've been on assignment, when I've been on vacation, and they are stunning pictures of Haiti," which is a gorgeous, amazing country, obviously with many, many issues that we all know about and we've reported about. But today of all days is the 8th anniversary of the Haiti earthquake. So Haitians are dealing with what they perceive and what they... Well, let's just say racism from President Trump on the day that they're remembering the tragedy of the earthquake in Haiti 8 years ago.
Femi, you mentioned a few minutes ago that you are from London.
Yes, but you
are of Nigerian descent. Normally we talk about social media, but I want to ask, you know, how this is going over with you.
It reminds me of when I was growing up in London and the UK. I grew up in a place called Kent, which, if you imagine New Hampshire in the 1960s, I was a little brown girl in the countryside, and people would come up and touch my hair and touch my woolly hair because it had an unusual texture, because most of the people around where I lived were white and English, and they didn't really understand the culture of other countries. And these comments, which are allegedly coming from President Trump, which he's now walking back, says he didn't say.
U.S. senators are confirming that he said it.
Exactly. Remind me of the 60s and the 70s and the 80s when we were actually just getting to grip with we are an international community. We are understanding cultures a lot better. And it just reminds me of that time when people would say to me, "Where are you really from?" I said, "I'm from London." "No, where are you really from?" Meaning, "Why are you black?" And those comments from the president remind me that we cannot just make fun of them. We actually have to have that conversation and talk about racism. It's really important. And I thought we'd got past that time, but it's still with us. We can't ever relax.
Well, the issue of race, as you know, so complicated. There's another one going on social media. The mother of a young black boy who modeled a hoodie that read "Coolest Monkey in the Jungle" for retailer H&M, speaking out after a week of online outrage. People were saying this ad was racist. She's saying, and look, we just have a second here, Femi. She's saying, you know, here, take a breath here for a minute.
Yeah, she's saying, chill, people. People were seeing this sweatshirt the little boy was wearing, the coolest monkey in the jungle. They said it's racist. It refers to black people as being monkeys. They didn't like it. The mum, Terry Mango, took to Facebook and she says, this is an unnecessary issue. Get over it.
Femi Okay, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Always a pleasure, Femi. Thank you.
You're welcome, Peter. Take care.